L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Today. Aerosmith lead singer Steven Tyler accused of sexual assault in the 1970s. Here's the details.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
In a recent complaint, a woman who claimed to have had a sexual relationship with Steven Tyler as a teenager is accusing him of sexual assault, sexual battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. This happening in the 1970s.
Yeah. So, I think this is a really interesting story because when I first heard about it, I was like, well, you know, so many famous people are accused of sexual assault and it's really hard to prove. And of course, you know, Steven Tyler in a rock band, he probably had sex with, you know, 5,000 women.
Yeah.
I didn't really think that much about it until I really read about the case. And I'm like, oh my God, this woman has a case.
In a recent complaint, a woman who claims to have had a sexual relationship with Steven Tyler as a teenager is accusing him of sexual assault, sexual battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Her name is Julia Misley, formerly Julia Holcomb, claims that Tyler persuaded Holcomb's mother to give him guardianship over her when she was a 16-year-old girl so he'd be able to travel over state lines with her. Their sexual relationship lasted from roughly 1973 until 1976. Tyler would have been in his mid-20s at the time. Misley filed the suit under California's 2019 Child Victims Act, which gave adults victims of childhood sexual assault a 3-year window to file lawsuits that would otherwise have fallen outside of the state's statute of limitations. The deadline to file a lawsuit was December 31st of 2022. Her suit was filed just days before the deadline. The lawsuit said that he coerced and persuaded the plaintiff into believing this was a romantic love affair that began just weeks after her 16th birthday. Tyler would have been 25 at the time. In the past, Misley spoke out about her relationship with Tyler, saying that they first met at an Aerosmith concert in Oregon shortly after she turned 16. She states that as her sexual relationship progressed, she followed him to Seattle. Around 1974, Tyler allegedly got guardianship of her. Legal experts, number one, they are a parent and like, oh, Steven Tyler seems like a great guy. Why don't you go?
Love your music.
Legal experts describe this accusation as unusual because the accuser will be able to use his own words against him. Tyler discussed a relationship with a teenage girl in both his 1997 autobiography and his 2011 memoir and named her in the acknowledgments of his second book. He wrote about a 16-year-old who was barely old enough to drive and sexy as hell. He called her his partner in crimes of passion, and he said she and said he almost took a teen bride. She also mentioned in a 1976 Rolling Stone article written during their Rocks tour that mentioned 18-year-old Julia Holcomb as Tyler's love interest. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damage. Tyler nor his legal team have responded to the allegations.
See, I think this one's interesting in that he wrote a book. And like, it's kind of acknowledged in this book.
Well, and he's
anything that happened in the 70s, I'd be like, it's he said, she said.
He's acknowledging it, but he's acknowledging it as a love affair. Was she young? Yeah. He was young too. He was 24. Now, that,
she was
is
16.
That, that's not right. That's not good. It's not legal in most states, but in some that is. It is legal in some states. I don't know what the laws were at the time that this was going on. But today, no, no way in hell. But we do have to take a look at the lens of things from historical times of what was kind of accepted at that moment. You had mainstream fucking music being played going, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone, they say. And it was played on adult contemporary radio right next to fucking Aretha Franklin and everything else.
Even Aerosmith had songs about teenage.
It was all about teenage sex. It was all about getting a 16-year-old, and this was the culture of that time. Is it okay? No. But we're talking 1970s. At the time, socially, if you have those songs on mainstream fucking radio, culture said it was okay. And laws at that time in many places said it was okay. And he's openly discussing this many times, stating, this was my love affair. I almost married her. So I don't know that it's what we would consider, you know, like you look at rape victims and I think some of them would go, this seemed very consensual with you two. I went through a very traumatic experience. You were with a rock star for several years. You thought you were in love at the time. He seems to think he was in love with you at the time. By today's standards of what is legal and what's not, yes, it violates that. Historically, at that moment in situational time, it was not.
What
so,
about her parents?
Yeah, what about the fucking parents? Yeah, exactly.
You know, so to me, it's like, well, and to be honest, when I was 16, and if I went to a Steven Tyler or an Aerosmith concert and I hooked up with him afterwards, and then he was like, went to my mom and asked her for guardianship, I really think my mom would have said, sure.
And you probably would have been like, awesome, I'm going on the road with Steven Tyler.
I'd have been like, oh my God, best thing ever. All my friends are jealous. Because at 16, like I thought I knew better than everybody anyway.
Well, and the thing is, people take this story, and in no way am I trying to stick up for sexual predators by any fucking stretch of the imagination, but everything that's woke today was not woke then. And people operated differently, and standards were different, and things were different. It's just, it's fucking fact. It's historically how things were. Does it make them right by how today's standards are? Are we more evolved? Have we gotten better at this? Yes. As a society, I think we have. But you can't go back and judge everything by today's woke standards and damn everything that at that moment in time, had you been alive, you probably would have been doing the same sort of shit.
And I think there's a couple other things to consider. And the reason I, because I think this is just different, and I'll be curious where this trial goes, because they didn't settle. Like, he could have settled this. He's Steven Tyler. He's got money.
It's going to be settled.
He didn't.
Yeah.
So it makes me think that he believes, he sees this all differently than she does. But, you know, you think at the time, like, you know, in the 50s, Jerry Lee Lewis married a 13-year-old.
Elvis married a 14-year-old. I mean, yeah. There's so much of this where it was just accepted at that moment in time and everybody was cool with it. So
Priscilla Presley hasn't gone after Elvis Presley's estate for money. She actually has kind of embraced it, you know, and I mean,
yes.
I'm not saying this is wrong or right what's happened, but I do think the parents have some culpability in this because
they're probably
they
dead.
Sent over guardianship.
Exactly.
To Steven Tyler. So he could they knew what he was doing. It's like, I want to travel. I want to take her on tour with us.
I'm in love with her.
If I get caught, then what? And they're like, well, here, let's sign the paperwork. So that both sides, I think, look, it sounds like She knew what her parents did. He knew. Like, this was done for a specific reason.
Yeah.
And the parents went for it.
I remember hearing this story before, and I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. It just doesn't seem.
Apparently now this woman, if you're a very religious person, I'm not bagging on you at all, but I'm saying that now she's very religious and speaks out and is very anti-abortion. And I think there was an abortion involved in this, but you know, I just wonder now with her belief system, if she doesn't look back at her 16-year-old self and is like, that was horrible. You know, she just sees it differently.
Sure. And you and everybody can look back on their youth and go, oh my God, what a dumb perspective I had. How, you know, and you can look at this going, maybe I was taken advantage of. Maybe you were, but your parents also, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're 16 as well. You're not completely incompetent. We do make dumb decisions. And sometimes we just kind of got to go say, you know, I made bad choices back then. And that's what it was.
And I'll be curious with his, you know, because there is acknowledgement that he's, you know, there has to be some legal document at one point that
this is not like he put her on the bus, raped her, and then threw her off. They had a multi-year affair into her being an 18-year-old and had guardianship, legal guardianship of her, which actually, and again, I think legally wise, I don't know that this was technically illegal if it was consensual. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know. I think it's interesting. It's a little different than most of them because he's not, admitted to it.
It's not what we would think of as sex predator. Now, would you imagine that Steven Tyler or any rock musician of that era had sex with thousands of women? And if you're having sex with thousands of women, might some at the end of the day go, I didn't feel very great about that. Probably a good percentage would probably end up saying that. You know, was it rape though, or was it, you know, if they're of age or whatnot, or did you just regret your decision? That happens too. You know, and it happens to men too, by the way, where you go, that was a bad choice. I didn't really, you know, and I'm not saying rape, but just, you know, I didn't want to do that, but men can feel pressured as well. That does happen. Mm-hmm. But it's, I don't know. This just does not, I think things like this degrade and take away from real, legitimate sexual assault accusations and cases of people who have truly been violated, taken advantage of, and hurt in very traumatic ways.
Yeah, I do think there's a difference in this, like Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
The predatory behavior. And then this one where he talks about it as it was a romantic relationship. You know, it was in the 70s. Things were different. And you could have maybe in the 70s been legal consent at 16. In the 70s, you could drink where I live. You could drink at 18.
Exactly. There was different laws. There were different standards. And it still is 16 in a lot of places.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, for sure of any of that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's interesting.
It's an interesting one. And who knows what's going to happen with it, but... Yeah, well, that's interesting. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our discussions and updates on the cases we're following for you.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today. L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at L-E-G-E-N-D-Z.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at L-E-G-E-N-D-Z.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.